Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. My guest today is Portia Anderson from Friends of Youth. Portia, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thank you.
Well, if you could start us off by letting our listeners know what your role is at Friends of Youth and how you got started there.
Yeah, so I am currently the interim director of our housing and support services. I started with Friends of Youth back in 2019 as a case manager in one of our transitional living programs.
All right. Well, I have to say that I am very excited about this interview. I spoke to Sarah Clinton a couple months ago about the King County Safe Place program. That was a role that I had with Youth Care, who I've also done an interview with. So have worked fairly closely with Friends of Youth in the past. So again, very excited to have you on the show and have our listeners learn more about this amazing organization. So could you let our listeners know kind of a little overview of Friends of Youth and how it got started?
So yeah, Friends of Youth delivers a range of services for youth, young adults, and families from all backgrounds. We work with youth up to 24 years old. We offer housing services, behavioral and mental health services, early childhood intervention services. We do operate that Safe Place program that you mentioned. And we do operate the only emergency shelter serving youth and young adults in East King County. Friends of Youth got started in 1950 by Iva Mattson. She was originally focused on foster care services. We've expanded greatly since that time, but the Mattson family is still involved in the agency to this day.
So a long history serving youth in King County and more specifically on the east side. Now, you said that the age range is up to 24. What is kind of the lower end of that age range?
We have services serving infants and toddlers through our Healthy Start program. That's a program that supports children in their first few years of life and supporting their parents in bonding with their kids, building those healthy relationships with kids. We have foster care programs that are serving kids of all ages under 18 years old. And then going up from there, have our youth emergency shelter serving under 18. And then all of our services that serve over 18-year-olds, including housing, behavioral health, mental support.
So a decent range from very young to that young adult, age 24.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of those services kind of very briefly. Let's touch on the housing. What kind of housing programs does Friends of Youth run?
Right now, Friends of Youth runs from kind of that first touch point of emergency shelter all the way through to permanent supportive housing. We have a young adult shelter currently located in Redmond, soon to be opening a much larger shelter in Kirkland, which we are very excited about. So youth can come in there and get that immediate emergency shelter. We have 24/7 services there. It's a drop-in center as well, so you can come in there, get food, take a shower, do what you need, just hang out, play some video games. From there, we also offer several services, including transitional living program, one of which is located here in Magnuson Park that we'll talk about. We have a rapid rehousing program helping youth identify, you know, their own independent apartments within the larger King County community. We have permanent supportive housing as well, one right now located in Kirkland and soon to be opening up a second one.
You've mentioned kind of those first access points, the kind of the drop-in centers and those emergency shelters. We also mentioned King County Safe Place. How do youth find out about these services? Do you have street outreach teams? Are you in schools? What does that process look like for youth to know about Friends of Youth and its services?
Yeah, a little bit of both with you just talked about. I think one, I mean, youth talk, right? And so sometimes we get a lot of youth calling in saying, hey, my friend worked with someone at Friends of Youth. How can I get those services as well? we cherish those referrals because we take that as a sign that the youth really trusted the services they received from us as well. Otherwise, yeah, we get calls in through our Safe Place program. They're connected either to a Safe Place team member or someone on our street outreach program. We do have a street outreach program right now. We do have several folks that work within the schools, mostly in East King County right now. And so youth may get connected that way. If anyone ever looks on our website or on social media, we do have information dedicated there of, hey, what services are you looking for and how you can get connected.
Okay, so you mentioned the website. What is the website if youth are trying to get connected to Friends of Youth that way?
Yeah, so you can go to www.friendsofyouth.org. Located at the top will be all the services that we offer, and each one has a slightly different pathway of how to get connected. So we lay out all the steps from A to Z that you'll need to go to make sure you get to the right person.
So friendsofyouth.org. And is there a phone number they can call? I know we have the Safe Place phone number, 1-800-422-TEEN, which is 8336. But for Friends of Youth, if they wanted to call in and request services or find out more about services, what would that phone number be?
Absolutely. You can always call our main office at 425-869-6490. And if you can't remember that, 211 is always a resource. They can get you connected and make sure you end up with Friends of Youth as well.
Great. Thank you so much. So one of the services you've touched on that Friends of Youth offers is around behavioral or mental health. What do those services and resources look like at Friends of Youth?
Yeah, since 2020, we have certainly seen an uptick in the mental health crisis a lot of young people in our state and across the country are experiencing. Right now, Friends of Youth offers behavioral and mental health support through therapists that can see youth up to 24 years old. And we also offer substance use counseling, recognizing the need in our community for many youth who are struggling with substance use right now.
Certainly something that kind of coincides with youth and young people, or really anyone experiencing homelessness, issues around behavioral and mental health. So great to see that there are those resources, especially for younger people who are dealing with homelessness.
And our services are open to all youth and young adults across King County, even if they aren't experiencing homelessness right now. And so we also like to do some of that preventative work, helping youth cope where they are and building a lot of those strategies to build up a really resilient generation of young people.
You mentioned there is a new shelter coming into Kirkland. You know, it's always exciting to hear about that. Unfortunate that it is so needed in King County. What are some of the reasons you see or Friends of Youth sees as why youth and young adults are experiencing homelessness?
I think that every young person's story is unique. There's no one reason that people experience homelessness, especially for young people. I think it's critical to recognize that we've had an affordable housing shortage in King County for years now. And a lot of it traces back to that. If there's not an affordable place to live, you're going to see youth experiencing homelessness, unfortunately. And then there's a lot of systemic barriers to accessing housing where folks have been put through the system for years, and eventually those barriers might stack up against you, and it just takes a small thing to knock you off course. But first and foremost, I think it's a lack of affordable housing. If we don't have somewhere they can afford, then they're going to end up experiencing homelessness sometimes.
That is absolutely a huge issue in King County, but also in Washington State and really across the nation. So it's always great to hear that there are organizations like Friends of Youth doing the work to kind of address those barriers and those issues. And with your direct services, there's all sorts of services you're offering in that arena, those direct services. Outside of direct services, I know you've mentioned a few, but what do those services look like for youth, whether that's education or advocacy? What does that look like in Friends of Youth?
Yeah, Friends of Youth has a very passionate group of folks that work with us. People at all levels of our agency are engaged in advocacy and bringing those issues to our state representatives, our local representatives, to make sure they know the issues that we're seeing as we work with youth and try to elevate that youth voice. Whether that's through the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness, we have a lot of folks that work with Friends of Youth that are very engaged on that committee, or speaking directly to their representatives, attending town halls. We love sharing out advocacy opportunities for everyone that works at the agency.
Other programs, other projects, we've talked about the upcoming shelter. Is there a timeline for that? And are there any other ongoing programs and projects that you'd like to highlight for Friends of Youth?
Yeah. So our new shelter that will be located in the Willows area of Kirkland will be opening this fall. We hope to say September, pending any, construction surprises. We're just in those final stages now. We'll be opening this fall a much larger space, a space with so many improved amenities for the youth accessing the space. We're really excited about. Later this fall, we will also have our first affordable housing apartment site opening up in Kirkland as well. And so that will be apartments for young adults in the East King County area.
So with Friends of Youth being primarily on the east side, serving primarily youth on the east side, do youth have to be from the east side of King County to get connected to services, or is this a countywide program? How does that work in terms of where youth are coming from?
Any youth in King County can access our services. Our Healthy Start program is a great example. They are working throughout King County supporting new parents. Our housing programs are another good example. While our shelter might be located in Redmond, soon to be Kirkland, absolutely anybody needing emergency shelter can access that. Our housing services actually serve a very diverse range of folks coming from very different regions within the county. So while our physical sites may be located primarily in North and East King County, we serve any young adult or youth in our county.
That is great to hear. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren, speaking with Portia Anderson from Friends of Youth, a nonprofit that provides resources to homeless youth and young adults in King County. Since Friends of Youth is primarily on the east side, what is the connection to Magnuson Park?
Yeah, Friends of Youth operates one transitional living program here in the park, serving young mothers who are pregnant or parenting one child. We have been in this park for a while and have served over 100 young moms and their kids during our time here.
We also have King County Safe Place program. I know there's a couple Safe Place sites here in the park as well that we heard about a couple months ago from Sarah. So it's good to hear that there's both of those connections, King County Safe Place. We also have the transitional facility. Do you collaborate with, as Friends of Youth, does Friends of Youth collaborate with other nonprofits in the park?
Yeah, absolutely. Youth Care is located just next door to us. They are a great like-minded partner that we collaborate with here in the park and in other projects. Beyond that, we often partner with the University District Food Pantry, Neighbor Care, Denise Louie, our case managers at the Transitional Living Program are often connecting the clients living in the program to those resources. It's one of the reasons we love the park. The youth we serve love the accessibility of all of the services here.
Well, there's definitely a special place in my heart for King County Safe Place and Youth Care, having worked with them for a while in the past. So always great to hear that there's that connection, especially between Friends of Youth and Youth Care, but these other connections going on in the park and in the area with some of those other nonprofits, making sure all the needs that these youth and young adults are experiencing are met. Do you know why Magnuson Park was chosen as a site for Friends of Youth?
Yeah, I know that we love to identify sites that serve youth in communities where their natural supports are close to them and that are accessible for young people to get to what they need to do from their day to day. So Seattle is a great opportunity to serve youth closer to some of those natural supports. If clients have family and friends in the greater Seattle area, this was an opportunity to be closer to those family and friends, in addition to youth that might still be enrolled in education, and reducing the need to take long bus rides, long commutes to go back to school every day. So this location is great.
So the partnerships, kind of that central area for some of the youth that you serve with Friends of Youth, any other benefits you see from being in Magnuson Park?
I mean, just the park itself is beautiful. Something that we love to do with some of the residents in our program is enjoy the natural beauty around us. We love to take walks and really appreciate our surroundings, get some fresh air and reset. There's lots of hard things that may be going on day to day for some of the youth we serve, and an opportunity to get out, breathe some fresh air and take a walk. I mean, that right there is amazing.
It is a beautiful park, and it is an amazing place to just spend some time, relax, kind of reset and decompress. So it's great to see that it also has that effect for the residents of Friends of Youth, and they get to experience that as well. We've talked a lot about the different programs going on with Friends of Youth. A lot of services and resources being provided. And I know that as a nonprofit, a lot of what you do cannot be done without volunteers. So for folks who might be looking for a way to contribute as a volunteer, how do they do that? What does that process look like? And what are some of the opportunities that they may be able to get involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. You hit on the head there. Volunteers are the backbone of so much of what we do. They bring us the gift of time and resources just to really expand what we're able to do as an agency. We welcome anybody's skills, experience, passions, and how they want to partner with us in serving the youth. Sometimes that's looked like providing meals. Sometimes that looks like gardening. Sometimes that's volunteering to tutor somebody in a subject that might just be a little tricky. So we are always open to volunteers and the ideas that they bring to us. To get started volunteering, all the information is on our website. We have a wonderful volunteer coordinator whose information is listed on our website.
So check out friendsofyouth.org for some more information about those volunteer opportunities. Outside of volunteering, how else can folks contribute, whether that's monetary donations, in-kind donations, maybe material donations? What does that look like for contributing to Friends of Youth?
Of course, monetary donations are always welcomed, but I think some of those in-kind items that are always needed include hygiene supplies, household basics. Think about anything someone's going to need when they're moving into their first apartment independently. We love to be able to set young people up with all the basics they're going to need to really establish a new place. Even think about like laundry detergent, dish detergent, all of those things that can easily go overlooked, but you start to regret a couple weeks into living in a new space. We have a back-to-school drive coming up this summer. We always love fun backpacks, fun school supplies to really show the kids that we care about them and are invested in their education. You know, we are always open to your ideas as well. We couldn't survive without the creativity of our community.
So a lot of needed items, certainly kind of those household residential items, the school supplies you mentioned, there's a drive going on for that or that's coming up. Where can folks find more information about that? Are there like Amazon wish lists or a list on the website for some of those supplies? How would they find more information about that?
Yes, all of the above. You will frequently see posts on our social media, primarily Instagram or Facebook. You can look up Friends of Youth. Otherwise, our website, again, usually has a wealth of information, and we do have Amazon wish lists. You are welcome to check those out. Those are linked on our website. You can also email inkind@friendsofyouth.org. That will link you to our volunteer and in-kind manager who can kind of get you to where you're looking to go.
All right. So again, friendsofyouth.org. You also said there is a Facebook and Instagram page. Outside of those social media pages, is there a newsletter or email list? Is there a Twitter? How else can folks get more information if that's what they're looking for?
We do have a newsletter. You can sign up to be kind of on that distribution list from our website. Again, I don't think we have a Twitter. You could look at Friends of Youth on Twitter and find out.
All right. So friendsofyouth.org. As we're wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners about Friends of Youth and the work that you do?
I just encourage people to get involved in their community, and that's been such a game changer for the work that we do. Our youth really appreciate knowing that their community is looking out for them. Big believer that the young people we serve are our next generation. The best investment that we can make is in them.
Well, there is your call to action. Check out friendsofyouth.org if you are looking for ways to contribute to this amazing organization that is providing resources and services to youth and young adults experiencing homelessness in King County. Well, one final question for you, Portia. If Friends of Youth had a theme song, what do you think it would be?
All right. So for full transparency, I outsourced this to our program manager for her input. Jamela Kennebrew is our resident music guru, and she said, "Happy" by Pharrell.
Well, that is a great one. Portia, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate hearing more about Friends of Youth and all the amazing stuff that your organization is doing. We are really excited to learn more about the upcoming school drive, the new shelter that is opening up, and all those amazing things that are coming up for Friends of Youth. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Portia Anderson from Friends of Youth, a nonprofit that partners with youth and families to provide the relationships, resources, and skills they need to attain personal growth and success. To learn more about Friends of Youth, visit friendsofyouth.org. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park. Artist J.W. Harrington's exhibit, The Impossibility of Knowing, is on display at the Magnuson Park Gallery until August 12th. The Magnuson Park Gallery is open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 12 to 3 p.m. Check out space@magnuson.org for more information. Also, Beavers Northwest is leading a nature walk on Wednesday, July 19th. Participants will meet at the Magnuson Park boat launch at 8 p.m. Beavers Northwest staff will lead attendees on a walk to explore the Magnuson Park wetlands and provide context on the beaver presence at the park. The event is free, but registration is required. Visit beaversnw.org for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM for more of our amazing programs, including Before It Was Cool, airing on Mondays from 9 to 10 p.m. Explore genres and subgenres of music that haven't made their way to the mainstream yet. Each show will highlight a different type of music, ranging from surf rock to neo-soul. Listen to some new music that you can say you heard before it was cool. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners!